Dude, don't do it.
Hello, this is Michaela.
Michaela, it's Michael from RDI Diamonds. Is Jay available?
Just a moment, please.
Thank you.
Hey,
Jay.
What's up?
What's happening? Happy Thursday. What are you doing? You busy?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Heather was just in here asking if I compared our numbers this time last year, and I said no, because I never do.
Sure.
She said it doesn't feel as busy as I think it should be, and I said I that's my gut feeling, too. It doesn't feel as busy,
yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's been a really strange year, and
I get it. I kind of get it for sure. Did you see my text about you want to do something before Christmas, or you want to just wait till?
I would like a pair of two carat each diamonds.
Right. That's what I think, too.
IJSI2s, I'm guessing. If you have any GIAI1s, I might consider them. But
I mean, it's crazy because, you know, 3 years ago, 2-carat ISI2s, you know, cost you $28,000. And today, for a nice pair, you can get a nice pair of diamonds for $20,000 ISI2s, GIAIs,
yeah.
You know? So, I mean, it's really crazy how much the price has come down on them. All right, I'll keep my eyes peeled for a nice pair, and then we'll see what we can do about having
a pair. I've made a real effort this year to sell only diamonds that I own, and I've sold some in a few cases below cost because I bought them when prices were higher, you know, and I had to be competitive. But
sure.
I just, it hurts when you sell a diamond that costs $23,000, you sell it for $20,000, but it's just, I've just done what's necessary for my business this year. It's been painful, but it's been, ultimately, it'll be good, so.
Well, very good. Well, that's great, you know. And then, you know, we'll figure out how to get back to, you know, there's got to be a way we can get back to doing, you know, close to, I mean, listen, we did $500,000 last year, and all the diamonds are sold. So, you know what I mean?
Oh, no. It's we had a good year, and no one else sold me anywhere near, you know, that many diamonds. You were my number one vendor last year,
right?
But I want to get to the point where I pay for things when they come in, and just that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I figured out in the past 2 years that I'm just not very good with terms psychologically. My mind doesn't wrap my mind around terms. It's just I know how much money I have in the bank, but when something's payable 30 or 60 days out, my mind kind of discounts that too much. And I just got to be a little more disciplined.
Sure. Yeah. All right. We'll keep. I'll keep my eyes peeled for a nice pair. I don't have anything that I love right now. So.
Okay.
But,
do you have any cheaper ones that I given any pair come back, like even non-certified, like would cost $14,000
somewhere around
there?
Yeah, that's something to think about. Yeah,
I'm just looking at a price point. If I can sell a pair of 4-carat earrings for $20,000 and they cost me like $14,000, I think I'd be happy with that.
That makes sense. Okay, that's a good idea.
Suits what you have. I literally have no 4-carat earrings in stock. I have some 2-carat diamonds, but I could always put a pair together, but just see what you have, okay?
I think you're on to something. Maybe a pair of non-certified sit would that face up decent
yeah.
would be the way to go. So, all right, I'll take a look through.
Yeah, because I've I know I've got a customer who asked yesterday and said we got to get back in to pick up repair on Tuesday, so I might be able to sell something as soon as Tuesday. But I have to I'll match up stones in stock. But
wonderful. Let me see what I can come up with. We'll figure it out for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.